Also at the meeting, the Plan Commission approved a measure that allows local attorney Ken Nunn to build new structures in his yard. Nunn asked the commission to reduce a conservation easement on his property on Saddlebrook Lane, just southeast of Bloomington. Don Kacharik from an engineering firm who inspected the site said the measure would correct a surveying error made years ago.
The survey was done from an aerial photograph survey, and what we concluded was the tree line was drawn in the wrong place on that survey. And there were a couple other lots, 4 and 5, where it's got the same situation where the tree line was just drawn in the wrong location from the aerial.
The conservation easement prevents Nunn from building on a portion of his property. Commission member Scott Wells was the only opposition to the measure. Wells said Nunn's subdivision was given lots of exemptions from the county's rules when it was built in the 90s.
Well, one of the concerns I have is with all the things that were, in a sense, some would say given away or allowed to occur on that on the Grossman Farm development, because there was a lot of heated testimony. You know, people were really upset about certain things, and one of the things they was clear was they didn't want to give up any more open space. And so you're cutting out about 8,712 square feet, if my math's right.
Nunn was once the attorney for the Plan Commission. Except for Wells' opposition, he got a warm reception at the meeting. Nunn promised to consult his homeowners association before building new structures.
I promise you I will get the condition from the subdivision. I've already gotten a verbal, but I would never build contrary to the association's wishes. I would conform to my neighbor's wishes and the association's wishes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Nunn, I bet you didn't realize it would be just that easy to get this through.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, we couldn't resist that, Ken.
Nunn runs a personal injury law firm that uses the slogan, "It's just that easy." The commission voted 7-1 to reduce the conservation easement in his yard.